So before we start this up, we would like to give a huge shout out and thank you to our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So the sponsor of this episode is SkinSpace, and it is a brand new website that specializes in finding all these nice little niche cult beauty brands. You know how much we love to find them, Ames.
Oh, we do. But not only is it a shop, they've also got a blog called Skin School.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That is a school I should have gone to when I was younger. But anyhow, if you're shopping on skinspace.co and you come across a product and you're not quite sure if it's right for you, or you don't know how it would fit into your routine, then head over to Skin School and you'll find your answer there.
How amazing. Thank you so much to Skin Space for sponsoring this episode. Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin, your weekly skincare podcast with idiot one, Charlie Perry, and idiot two, Amy Wall.
I'm glad I'm number two.
And you're number two. Yeah, we are back for another episode, and today we are going to be speaking about
hair removal. Woo-hoo! Not the most glamorous topic, is it? But I feel like it's one we've been needing to cover for a while.
Yeah, and we actually... Before we start, actually, let's just say, obviously some people don't want to shave. This is a podcast for guys and girls, mm-hmm. So we have guy listeners. But also this is more of like tips and tricks for people who do shave.
And use other forms of removing hair, like waxing, epilating, like you fucking weirdo. just maybe how to make the...
Making it like... less like rashy, more smooth, you know.
I am the queen of shaving rash.
Oh, hello.
I've just
what
sold
a title
myself
to
be such a sexy, promiscuous lady. I chafe everywhere I go and I get shaving rashes all the time. That's a lie, because I don't shave to get shaving rashes, because I can never be arsed.
Okay.
I see my boyfriend once a week, it's fine.
we're not here to say like you should shave. We're not here to say that at all. Like, it's obviously completely up to you, and I hats off to people who don't, because I personally feel more comfortable when I have had a shave.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But some people feel comfortable without, and I think that's actually a really
thought we'd gather all our little tips and tricks and hacks and stuff for you people that do want to remove your bodily hair.
Yeah, I've pretty much tried it all, you know.
Oh, so God, you're the queen.
Got a few hints and tips. Could probably do with learning how to take my head hair off, to be honest, Ames. It's really not looking very good, is it?
Oh, it's
she
lovely.
Says while putting it into a comb. But
that's actually
head.
Such a good bun.
Oh, thanks.
That's a really good bun. I struggle to get buns like that.
Oh, cute. Thanks, babe.
You got buns.
Well, huh? I'm not going to shave it off, but yes, this episode is about hair removal.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's mostly about like tips, isn't it? Like, obviously, people know how to remove hair if they want to.
Yeah, everyone's got their preferred, you know, little routine method of shaving as well.
Yeah.
Well, we keep saying shaving, but we are going to cover quite a lot of different
removing of the hair.
I was going to say, how do you say hair removal?
In different ways.
Because I feel like we're going to say it 80 million times. But I think the main ones we're going to cover really are, aren't they? Like waxing,
mm-hmm.
epilating,
mm-hmm.
shaving,
mm-hmm.
hair removal cream,
mm-hmm.
maybe tweezering as well.
Oh, God, my friend does that. Oof.
Oh, funny story. Well, not funny. It's really sad, though. Yeah. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to tell some funny little stories towards the end. I mean, there'll be a few anecdotes, but we've got a few updates. But we're not going to bore them about you to start off with. We'll tell them at the end of the podcast.
We'll keep you.
Because we also need to reveal the winner of the tote bag competition. So that will be coming later as well. But where do you want to start, Ames?
Well, I was just going to say, why don't we start with the cheeky little epilator?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when we first started Birthday Skin?
This was like meant to be one of the first ever episodes.
I know. That's actually true. It was, wasn't it? Because on the trailer, if you've listened to the trailer, if you're a diehard fan, you will hear a clip it. Of me getting my toe epilated, being like, me! I don't know how you epilate your pits, your legs, your calves.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I can't even handle my toe.
Absolutely nowhere near my nether regions, though.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, if anybody's unfamiliar with epilating, essentially, it's an electronic device which is a rotor of tweezers, and when you turn it on, it just spins around really quickly and it plucks the hair out
as you
put it on your skin. So it doesn't actually affect your skin, like you shouldn't actually technically really be affecting the skin in any way, because it's going for the hairs, and something has to actually go into it for it to be pulled. So unless you've got spiky skin, then don't be going near it.
Not that Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah.
But that was such a 90s like little
throwback.
Yeah. Like Sonic the Hedgehog, 90s baby. I used to have it on my Nintendo DS.
Oh, cool gal. So essentially, yeah, it imagine like 70 tweezers spinning around in a circle, and then you just put it near your body.
No.
It fucking kills.
Cranks. So what would you rate this form of hair removal personally to others?
So I would like to just say that it hurts, but genuinely it gets better. I asked for an epilator for Christmas and my brother bought me it, and I think it was like £40. And I picked it out and I just said, look, I need one of these. If you don't mind getting it for me, that'd be great. If not, get whatever you want. And on Christmas Day, I was so excited to get it that I just did it there and then, like in the morning. And I was like, ow, ow, like screaming bloody murder. And my brother was like, why did you make me buy a torture device?
Trap, yeah.
Yeah, for Christmas. And I was like, well, I really wanted it. And like, it was in budget. So I tried it on Christmas Day, and that must have been like 3 years ago.
At least
now.
Your day couldn't have got any worse. Christmas Day could only have got better for you.
Yeah, exactly. And the first few times you try it, I only tried on my legs. It really, really hurts. My advice with them is take paracetamol before you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It hurts. It really hurts. But I'm saying it really hurts. It really hurts like the first two or three times. Mm. And then honestly, I can do it like a breeze now. Like I don't even question putting it near my legs. Around the ankles, that is a bit of a... makes me wince a little bit.
Yeah.
But take paracetamols beforehand. You can use numbing cream. Some places do advise that you use numbing cream the first few times.
Jesus.
And the other thing I would advise, if you are thinking about buying an epilator, buy one that you can use in the shower as well, because mine is like a dual one, but some of them are only plugged in at the mains. Obviously, you're not going to put that in the shower.
Yeah.
And
you might want to after you felt the pain. You might just want to electrocute yourself and die.
Take the toaster in the bath.
Yeah.
So I would just say get the ones in the shower because it is a little bit less painful when you are using it when there's water and other products.
I guess it's a little distraction as well, though, isn't it? My distraction when you waxed me was to actually scream.
Yeah.
And it took the pain away, I feel.
Yeah.
Well, come like on a roller coaster. You scream on a roller coaster.
Yeah, and I scream like if you want to go faster.
Yeah, so I tried epilating the tiniest little patch, didn't I, on my leg. And not a fan, to
No, so I find your hair's a lot denser than mine anyway, but that is because I've epilated. So I actually just don't grow hairs really on my calves anymore because when you pluck them, they are, honestly, come back like baby hairs. They're not like sharp. They're quite fluffy, very soft. And it's because you're not like chopping the end of the hair off. You're actually pulling it out from the root. Yeah.
So no pain, no gain, really.
Exactly. So it's actually the more you do it, the less painful it gets. Not only because you get used to it, but because the hair's not as thick.
Right.
However, taking it anywhere near your vagina is an absolute no-go.
Well, you did your bloody pits.
See, pits isn't so bad because I managed to get myself into a headspace where I'm like, this really hurts, but it's the smallest area. And once I've done one armpit, then I'm halfway and I can just do the other and I'm fine. I just think about it that way and it's just done.
See, when you say that your armpit is a small area, I remember I got mine waxed for prom.
Yeah.
Mine is not a small area. Mine travels like a little bit up my arm.
Oh, God.
No, only by like, say like a centimetre.
Yeah.
But it's quite thin, but it's really long.
Oh.
I know.
No, mine's just like a little patch.
Nah, really annoying.
Now, I have found with epilating that as good as it is in the terms that you don't have to do it very often because it takes a long time for the hairs to grow back, on me anyway, the hairs are thinner so that over time it becomes less painful. However, I do find on my armpits, not my legs, that I get ingrown hairs really easily with it. Mm. And essentially, an ingrown hair is where the hair isn't strong enough to break through the skin. So it will grow and then it will just get trapped and it will just keep curling. And then obviously sebum builds up and things like that. So it just forms into this horrible sore little patch. And it can be quite painful to pick them. But Jesus, do you remember when I had loads under my armpits and we spent a solid half an hour?
So in our flat, there's just a big mirror in the hallway, isn't there?
Yeah.
All of her, Amy, come here. Do you want to watch me pick this in grown hair?
Yeah.
And I was like, right.
So I knew it was going to be a good one and you'd like it.
I was shining. You were like, I would love to try and describe this in its purest form. You were basically slam dunk against the mirror, wasn't you, with your arm up?
Yeah.
With the tweezers. So the arm was up, one hand. Your left arm was up.
Yeah.
That was the armpit we were... Yeah. Devouring.
And I was watching myself in the mirror.
Yeah. You had the tweezers in the other hand.
Yeah.
My two hands, one of them was shining a light.
Yeah.
And the other was stretching your skin. And we were both, honestly, centimetres away from your armpit.
Yeah.
And the mirror. Like, there's still marks on the mirror where our foreheads were resting.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do get a lot of ingrown hairs. And I would say that I now have got into a good cycle of knowing when to shave and when to epilate so that I don't get as many ingrown hairs. Another thing you've just reminded me, when it comes to epilating, you've got your paracetamols. If you can use it in the shower, try not to use it too much on your armpits if you can even bear to do that. But also pulling the skin really tight really does help.
Mm.
So you really want to make sure that it's easy for it to grab the hairs.
Yeah.
And you can also, mine has two different settings so that I started using the lower setting and now I can just blitz it with the other one. But yeah, it really is a form of torture, I would say.
Mm.
Legs for me now feels like if I was plucking them with a tweezer, but just fast. Armpits is like a razor poke, and vagina is like being actually slashed with said razor blade over and over again, and it burns for a long time.
Yeah,
I genuinely, and I'm not exaggerating at all, cried from the pain when I tried to do my vagina. And I've tried it one more time and I was smashed when I did it. I was like, you know what? Now's the time. If I can do it, it'll be now.
Yes. Yeah.
And no. Did not.
I can imagine you at a house party being like, BRB, guys. Oh,
I'm just
going to
go epilate
in a flops.
Yeah, exactly. Just not my bag. So yeah, epilating is fantastic. Just make sure you invest in a good one and try and get one that you can use in the shower.
Amazing. Shall we move on to waxing then?
You go for it. I feel like you are more... I mean, we both have this weird thing with waxing. If you listened to a few episodes ago, you'll have heard that Amy waxed me for our holiday and you obviously had it
returned.
You returned
the favour when you
went to
Croatia.
You waxed
me, yeah. It was lovely.
So when Alex went to get his massage the other week, it's like a beautician's in a massage place and they were like... He was telling them about birthday skin. And he was like, yeah, they were talking about waxing. So they waxed one another at home for when they both went on holiday at different times. And he was like, oh, it was really funny. They were saying how much it hurt and blah, blah, blah. And she was just like, oh, God, she'll be using those paper strips. Absolutely not. I'd be done with her in 2 minutes if she came in here. Because they use the wax ones where they put it on, let it dry and they take it off. But we had a really horrendous experience, didn't
we? You actually have a voice clip, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
We had voice clips.
Yeah,
and
I do.
On
Thanks
one
for
of
reminding
them,
me.
Actually, I was unaware of. And I'm there going, fuck.
Here you go. Clip from when I was genuinely waxing Ames.
Yeah, this
I recorded
is completely,
this
yeah.
And put it on the bed and pressed record and she had no idea. So enjoy this, ladies and gents.
Oh, my God. I'm not looking forward to this.
Right. You ready?
That was a good one.
Oh no. Are you going to cry?
No. Was it good? Was it worth it?
It was a good one.
Oh, fuck.
I just recorded that one. So, you enjoyed that, didn't
like
you?
Like I said before, I feel like the scream, very excessive, but it did help me get through. And I thought, when I was doing it, I was like, fuck, our neighbours are going to think
we're murdering
each other.
Yeah.
But after that, so after you left that evening, I was left with a good few wax strips and just had, a few patches of hair on my legs.
Yeah.
I waxed myself twice. Oh my God, the most ridiculous thing. So I put a strip on my calf, took it off, put another one right above it, took it off. It was fine, but I just couldn't be arsed anymore. Like I was watching Line of Duty.
Oh no, did you get stuck?
No, it was fine.
Mm.
And where I had waxed the strip down my leg, I don't think the wax fully came off. So when I then went on holiday and got a tan on my leg, that strip didn't tan.
Oh no.
It was awful.
I do have a little hint for waxing. Mm. So when I was younger, my auntie was training to be a beautician, and so she needed people to just help. So me and my cousin were like, yeah, that's fine. I say, when I say younger, I was like 17. And I'd be like, yeah, you can wax my legs, you can practice on me. So she'd wax my legs, my armpits. So I didn't find the pain that bad. Mm. I find eyebrows weirdly quite therapeutic.
Oh God, I love getting my eyebrows.
Yeah,
threaded.
Me too. And when I couldn't get the wax off, because she was using professional wax, she would have like the wipes and stuff. But another really good way of doing it is by just getting like olive oil or something, put a little bit of salt in it, like salt granules, rub it in your hands, warm it up, and then just kind of rub it over the wax until it comes off.
Oh, nice.
It's not that good when it comes to like the paper strips that we've been using, but I would definitely recommend that we just stay away from them altogether. I really do. I feel like the best scenario is getting the ones at the beauticians, yeah, where they put it on, let it dry, get it off. If not, the ones where it's hot wax that you put on and then you put a strip over the top,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I've had them
very
done quite
last
a few
resort,
times. Yeah,
yeah, go for the ones that we used because they were horrendous.
Yeah, it was good. Like, I have had like a full-on, is it Brazilian where it's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Full-on Brazilian. Probably about 3 or 4 times, because my friend Gabby is one of them where she relies on it now, and her hair grows back, like you said, with epilating so thin now.
Yeah.
And she's just in the routine of waxing, so I was like, you know what, I want to be like that, because I'll explain in a bit when we talk about shaving, but I get the worst shaving rashes, especially because like I chafe quite a bit too. It's awful, like they get really painful, so I really wanted to get in the routine of waxing, because like it's just not as harsh for your skin and stuff.
But it's just expensive.
It is expensive, and it bloody hurts. Like,
yeah, it does hurt
the bit, and this is the light crack right in the
I was really wondering how you were going to
right in the middle is the worst.
I've never had it. Did I not tell you about the time when I booked myself in and I was like, this is why you ended up doing it, because I was like, right, I can do this, I'll do this. And I knew the beauticians, and I was like, it's a nice place, I'll go there, I'll be fine, it's £25. And then I rang and I was like, how long does it need to be? Because my auntie had never, she'd done like my bikini line, but she'd never done the whole hog. And they were like, well, you know what, come in and we'll have a look at it. So essentially, I was like, right, okay.
Going,
I didn't get my hopes up.
Funny,
I literally got to this beautician's and I walked downstairs, and I'd been growing it for a week. My hair grows fast, which is another reason why I like epilating so much, because it takes a while to grow back. But when I went there, she was like, right, I said, look, I did say on the phone that I didn't know if it's long enough, but I think it is, because it was long.
Yeah.
And so we walk in and she's like, right, okay, let me take a look. And I was a bit anxious anyway, because I'd never had it. I was like, I'm literally going to get my butthole out and my vagina to a person I've never met before. And I get there, I lay on the bed, and she goes, okay, let's have a look. So I literally pulled down this cloth and she goes, no, sorry, that's not long enough. And I looked at thinking, fucking hell, that's not long. Well, it's long, but that's not long enough. And then afterwards, I was like, okay, thank you. I was like, I'll just put my pants back on and leave now. So I walked to the other side of town to get my vagina out to show someone who completely rejected me. And then I went back to work.
Just to look, just someone just
to
look at your flaps.
But I was like, I'm going to have to grow my vagina hair for 2 weeks just to have it shaved off, waxed off, for another 2 weeks, and then I've got to grow it again for another 2 weeks to get
it's
it waxed.
It's a vicious cycle.
Off.
I think if you commit to the whole art of waxing, you're going to have to also commit to the art of growing it back.
That's £25 a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My phone contract's £30 a month, and I need that, but I don't need to wax.
Yeah,
I invested
very true.
In a, my brother invested in a £40 epilator that does pretty much the same thing.
Very true.
It just
very true.
Takes longer. I have to do it myself.
My friend once got her arsehole waxed and she farted in the woman's face. I'm not even joking.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's horrendous. I mean, I can see why some people would love it, but the only tips that I really have in terms of waxing are avoid the paper strips, because they actually aren't really that good. And second of all is the oil and salt, if you want to get any excess wax off.
Similarly to epilating, pull your skin really tight as well. And another tip, maybe, well, I was going to say, maybe not if you're in a salon, but obviously we've just advised against the do-it-yourself. Screaming.
Screaming. Yeah, fair. One other thing I would say is don't put Sudocrem. As much as waxing makes you red raw,
yeah,
don't put anything on it. Not Sudocrem, not anything. If you need to do anything and it's really hot, then maybe just a bit of cold water, put a cold flannel on it or something. Oh, God,
no moisturiser because it will just block all of those pores.
God, don't put anything on it. Mm. I made the mistake of putting Sudo on it and I was like, I need to take this off almost immediately because this is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting. Waxing is not my choice. However, I was tending, well, I had the tendency to try and do it for holiday. But next on the list.
I probably would. Like, waxing is not my choice, my go-to every time. But if I had a festival or a or a long holiday, like anything over a week.
Yeah.
And it was with like my boyfriend or something, like this is going to sound really weird, but like when I go away with like my family, I don't, like, I'm not asked about if I've, you know, if my legs are hairy. Obviously if I'm with my boyfriend I'm gonna be like, I'm so desirable. Not that making you, not that being hairless makes you desirable, but
if I was
going on like a longer holiday or a festival or just somewhere where it was more convenient to not have to shave and top it up.
Yeah, it's still
because
not
have you ever shaved over a leg that is growing back a tiny bit but doesn't definitely not need shaving yet? Fuck me, awful. So should we move on to shaving?
Yes, because I've recently found a very, very enjoyable way of shaving. So when I was younger, my mum was like, here you go, this is how you shave, like, you should always use shaving cream, blah, blah, blah. And then as I grew up, I was like, I don't need to spend £3 on shaving foam. Like, this is annoying. And my hair, like I said, grows really fast. So I will literally shave and then the next day I will have to do it again, especially if it's my armpits. No, no, it doesn't hurt. My hairs are very not, my hairs aren't as dense as yours. And they just don't, I don't know, they're just quite thin.
Fair enough.
Sorry to say.
Whatever.
But my new method is, do you remember when we were talking on the festival episode about the Dove foam that I was intending on putting on and then just wiping straight off instead of like a shower gel or something? I took it with me as like my alternative to taking baby wipes because I was trying to be all eco-friendly. Yeah, it failed. But then obviously I still had this product and it smelled amazing. It was like coconut and everything. And it's the Dove cleansing foam, but it's a shower and shave, so it smells insane. And Alex used it and was like, oh my God, this is so nice, like so smooth, like it makes me so soft. It genuinely makes your whole body super soft after you've used it as well. Once you've dried off, I didn't even need to use a moisturizer. I felt quite happy with how my skin felt. But then I was like, you know what, I'll give it a go. I'm gonna lay off the epilator for a while for reasons I said earlier. And I was like, here we go. So I just put the foam on, washed, put a tiny bit more on, and then went over with my razor, which wasn't a new razor, may I add. You know, sometimes new ones get this effect. This one is not. Went over, got out the shower, and I was like, oh my Jesus Christ. I've never felt anything so smooth in my entire life. You know, when you put clothes on, you're like, oh my God, it's amazing. Did that. And they stayed. I don't think it was anything to do with the fact that the razor or the foam had made them grow back slower, but they just stayed so smooth for so long. And I think it was because my next shower I used the same body foam and it just kept topping up the moisture levels, and it was amazing. So I would highly recommend investing in the can of Dove.
Was it expensive?
Shaving. I think I got it from Superdrug and it was like £1.70.
That's so good. I would pay that twice over.
And you just literally use one squirt and then it like expands, you know, like hair mousse in the good old days.
Really,
like
satisfying.
And with one pump, I can do my whole body.
Yeah.
So, and I'm 5'5" for anybody. Well, I'm not. I'm 5'4". Just always say I'm 5'5".
How would you want to sound taller?
Because when I was a kid, I was really tiny and I just wanted to.
I'm 5'11".
I'm 5'4.5". So yeah, I would say that is my recommended, tried and tested way of keeping everything smooth.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
What have I got to talk about shaving? I would recommend using a men's razor over a lady's.
Really? I've used Alex's before and they just make me anxious. They've got no foamy stuff at the top.
Yeah, that's true. If you use a men's razor, you'd have to use shaving cream because they're a bit, well, they're not a bit vicious, But you've got to think men's razors are made for the face. So
yeah, stubble.
They've got four blades. Yeah. Well, a lot of them have, like, mm-hmm. more blades.
Yeah.
And obviously the skin on your face
yeah.
is quite sensitive. So mm-hmm. these are made to tackle that. And yeah. obviously it's... I don't know, it's a bit...
Alex gets in the shower and then just gets a razor.
Ooh.
Literally nothing. No shaving foam.
Ooh.
Just bam, straight in, not even watching himself. And then he comes out and occasionally he's cut himself and they're like, Jesus Christ. But on that point, for guys who shave their beards, we've had a few guys say that ingrown hairs are an issue.
Yeah,
and kind
like
of
shaving
thing.
Rashes yeah. and stuff on your beard.
Yeah. So you can obviously get a shaving, like a soothing balm. Mm. Would highly recommend the Nivea one because we use that as a primer,
the post-shave,
didn't we?
Yeah. yeah.
For sensitive
that,
skin.
Yeah,
and
that is
one.
The saviour.
Yeah, that's really nice for the sensitive skin and then there's one that's not for sensitive skin as well.
That is often on offer for our UK ladies in home bargains yeah. and guys. Yeah. Guys and girls in home bargains as yeah. well. I think it's about £4 in like Superdrug, isn't it? Yeah. When it's not on offer, then like £1.50.
Yeah, and it doubles up as a very good primer.
It does. It's such a good primer because it's like tacky.
Yeah.
It's quite sticky.
It's nice.
And it smells really nice.
Yeah, very fresh.
Really, really nice.
But my advice would be for guys, just get yourself a good exfoliator, like a manual one, not an acid one, just so that you can give it a really gentle scrub beforehand. Make sure all the hairs are like fully ready to go and then give it a shave. And it yeah. probably isn't going to completely eradicate them if you're prone to them because, like I said, it's just a weak hair that can't break the surface. So just be aware of them. And if you really need to try and get them, try not to squeeze them, like just try and like tease them out a little bit rather than popping them like a spot. But yeah, if you can, like tweezer the hairs that look like they're going to cause a bit of an issue if you can.
Yeah, I would also. My friend told me this years ago, and I have actually stuck to it ever since. Roll on deodorant after you've shaved, just like a bit of roll on deodorant, because deodorant dries your armpits out, doesn't it? So you don't sweat and get like moist under there, like under your pits.
Oh.
So it just dries it out, but not in a like in a moisturising way.
Oh.
And it's really good.
Oh God, but I've never done that.
I do it all the time. So if you ever want to use my roll-on deodorant, just be aware it's been around my vagina. But not actually in it because don't want thrush. You know, I also don't want...
Oh God, I don't know if I'm going to adopt that, Ames. That sounds terrifying.
No, it's actually really soothing. And another one is... pseudo, like a really thin layer, not straight after, but when I get a shaving rash, it normally isn't immediately after, it's normally a day or two later when the hairs are starting to grow back.
Oh really? So, I've never had a shaving rash.
Cool.
Oh,
I've got one right now. But yeah, a tiny thin layer of pseudo, maybe the night of, let's say you sleep in it, on a dead thin layer though, you don't want to be suffocating the skin, which will just prevent anything forming.
Yeah.
And then pseudo, just keep topping up the pseudo because you just can never have too much.
Well, that's good to know, Ames.
Yeah, it is. I just hate shaving rashes so much.
Meh. I really can't say I've had one. I'm sorry.
They're
I'm
awful.
Really sorry.
I've got so many scars on like the top of my thighs from shaving rashes. It's really upsetting.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say on shaving, but...
No, I think invest in a good razor.
Yeah.
Find one that's right for you because I know my mates who use one that they cannot live without and I've tried it and it's been too harsh for my skin.
Yeah.
Or it's cut me in some way.
Yeah,
and razor heads, because you can get, it's like the Gillette ones, isn't it? Where you keep
the handle
and you just keep rebuying the blades because they've got like the little foamy bit on top. They are expensive. I think
really expensive.
So expensive.
And just so much excess plastic as well, you know.
Like, I know, yeah, it is.
Like I said, flick between having a, using my epilator, which is obviously slightly more eco-friendly, and opting for the razor every so often, so I don't need to use it that much.
Yeah.
And once you've bought an epilator, like, you've got it forever.
Stop trying to sell epilators.
It's
on
just
people,
they're the best.
No,
the best until you get ingrown armpit hairs.
Wants to put that pain on themselves.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, so shaving, I would just say find a razor that's right for you. Mm-hmm. Definitely use shaving cream or something to help. Like conditioner. Conditioner works really well as a shaving cream.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, just find something that works for you. And if you are prone to shaving rashes, make sure you've got like some sort of product
that's going to help.
That will soothe sensitive skin. Yeah. Because it bloody is sensitive, isn't it?
Can we quickly talk about hair removal creams, please?
Yeah, I've got quite a funny story to tell you about hair removal cream.
Oh, okay, go on then.
So it stinks of egg, doesn't it? That's not what I'm...
What?
That Nair ones, it just stinks of egg.
Oh, God, I've never...
It does stink of egg. Anyway, I bought one for my face once because I thought...
Face?
Yeah, because I had a little muzzy.
Oh, God.
Muzzy, moustache.
Moustache.
A little muzzy, and I thought, I'll just use it like tiny. And if you zoom in on my selfies, you'll see that I have quite a hairy face, but they're all really fine hairs, really blonde
hairs.
Yeah, you can't see them looking.
Peach fuzz.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, like peach fuzz.
I have that.
So I was bored one night. I was in high school and I just put this hair removal cream all over my face.
Oh my God.
Obviously not my eyebrows, but like it looked like a face mask.
No.
Wiped it off. My eye honestly was bright red for about a week.
Oh.
I know.
What? Did it get rid of the hairs?
Well, I think so, yeah. I used to find it so satisfying putting hair removal cream on your leg, leaving it. And do you know the glide thing they'd give you to...
Yeah.
And then seeing all the hairs come off, I'd be like...
I've used it before and it didn't work.
Did it
like,
not?
It just didn't work for me. I don't know what it was. And then my cousin used it for a wedding and she just put it all over her arms and got rid of all the hairs on her arms. And it was so smooth.
Yeah, I've never removed hair off my arms because I feel like once you start, it's a bad process of they'll grow back thicker and darker.
I once got pissed and epilated my arms and they look fine.
See, I've got very hairy arms, very hairy, but they're blonde, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Really doesn't bother me. I know people who shave their arms and it just like, personal preference, it's not for me. Like when your legs are prickly and you know, like you need to remove the hair, whatever. Yeah. I feel like it's universally acceptable because near enough every girl does it.
Yeah.
Every girl gets prickly legs, like, oh God, look at my ankle, it's so hairy.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't like that to be transferred over to my arms.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre. I mean, I've never shaved my arms.
I wouldn't want to have to worry about folk, like, because you know when you're like, oh God, I need to shave, like, sometimes it takes me a good hour if I need to shave. If I let it grow down,
like
it takes me a while.
If someone's listening and they shave their arms and they just feel like they're stuck in a trap now, getting a player.
Oh,
or hair removal cream.
This is going to be an SPF. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, hair removal cream, I wouldn't say no to because it wouldn't make the hairs grow back any different.
Yeah.
Whereas shaving does, doesn't it? Your hair grows back like...
Well, you essentially, with shaving, I'm sorry to explain this and make people like presume that people don't get this. I know that people understand it. But when you're shaving, all you are doing is chopping off the top of the hair so that when it grows back, it's just... more harsh, like it's not a smooth, like natural hair that comes to a thin point. It's literally got a chopped off top.
Yeah.
Like it's spiky.
Yeah.
So on that note, I actually don't have any advice for hair removal cream because it's never worked for me. We just figured we might need to speak about it in a hair removal episode.
Yeah, maybe don't use it all over your face.
Yeah, good idea.
And maybe steer away from the brands where the ones that smell like egg.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that on you for too long.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If you don't want to shave and you don't want to get rid of your hair, then go you. I think that's really cool,
empowering.
To be honest. Yeah. Ames, I think you have an update. You were telling me and then I didn't want you to tell me anymore because we wanted to save it for the pod.
Oh, right. I'm going to get on this and then I'm going to get on tweezing.
Oh, God. Forgot about tweezing.
How can you forget about tweezing?
Oh, God, I would never tweeze my hairs.
My mum tweezes her calves.
Does that not take fucking ages?
She just sits there like...
Because
she tweezes them, not a lot of hair grows back, so they are often...
Do you think you ought to be buying your mum an epilator for this Christmas? 30 quid.
She's a single lady. I don't think she needs it.
My friend plucks her vagina hair.
I was just about to say one day, right, I don't want to sound weird, but I really like...
Here we go.
Right, it's a problem. It's not stress or anything. It's just something that I do. I pull out my hair, don't I?
Oh, quite
sorry, a lot.
Yeah.
Like I pull
on
it
your
out.
Head.
I pull it out of my head. You know when like you twiddle your hair and you pull it?
Yeah.
I actually have a bald spot. Whatever, I'm over it. It'll grow back. Please grow back. So I used to really like just going out of this and pulling out my eyebrows. You know, just like,
oh
I don't
God,
do it
yeah.
as often because I don't want it to be visual. I don't want it to be noticeable that I pull out my hair. And like eyelashes, you know, just like, I just find it therapeutic, so I thought one day...
Eyelashes?
Yeah, I thought one day, why don't I put this to good use?
Yeah.
Do it on my vagina. Not only the top bit, not on the under bit.
Yeah.
But do you know what I did? I was so extra. I got a pen and I sectioned it off square by square.
Oh my God.
I did at least half of it before I got bored as fuck because it obviously took a long time. No, I like. You know when you pop a spot on your back or somebody pops a spot on your back and it's a bit of pain, but it's like ooh. I love the pain of somebody squeezing a spot on my back. I love the pain of pulling hair out.
That's weird, Ames.
I love pain.
Quickly as well, you know what is what are really interesting?
What?
Nose hair removal things.
That.
So Alex had hairs in his nose so long they would grow and curl around his nostril and I'd be like, your hair's popping out your nose, and he'd be like, oh sorry, and then he just tuck them back in.
I fucking would. Have you ever tried to pull out hair from your nostril?
No, yeah, I have. But then he was like, I'm just gonna wax them all out. I'm gonna buy men can buy and women I guess, but you can buy these plugs that you that have wax on them.
Oh my God, then you just go...
You shove them up the nostrils and then you pull them out. And I was so desperate. Can you imagine how that must feel? Like, horrendous. But also how therapeutic it would be to just pull it out of someone else's nostril. I was living for it. And then he saw them in Boots and like, nah, the 12 quid, I'm not spending that. And then I was thinking, you know, your nose hairs are to stop things that shouldn't be going up your nose from going up your nose. So it's probably a bad idea. Yeah. And then he bought... one of those electronic ones that you just kind of shove up your nose and go zzzz, and it got rid of them all. You just cut them, you couldn't even feel anything.
I've got one of them, you know, speaking of hair removal.
Yeah.
1 year.
like we haven't been the last 25 minutes.
Souls. 1 year for Christmas. So my lovely grandparents, my grandma does basically all the Christmas shopping. 1 year my granddad handed me a little wrapped gift. Thought, oh, what's this? He put, I saw this and thought of you. I thought you'd put it to good use. It was a set for like one of them things. What's like? This is what you can do your eyebrows with.
Yeah.
Tweezers, like proper high end
self care
hair removal. I was like, cheers, Grandad. I know I
you
like
think
the
you
bushy
belong to
eyebrow
the hair bear
look,
bunch.
But whatever. Speaking of Denden, I want to.
This is the update.
I want to call out whoever's grassing me up. Do you know what he said to me the other day?
No, because this is the point where I was like, please stop telling me. Essentially, somebody listening to this podcast is a mole and they're sending messages back to Denden about what we said last episode.
Do you know what he said to me?
What?
So Amy, he went, I've still been finding ways to listen to your podcast. I went, how, Grandad? I was like, you can't even, he doesn't even know how to check if his Wi-Fi is turned on. Honestly, I'm not even joking. So how can he find ways to still listen to the podcast when I've deleted the podcast app? And he went, heard a funny story the other day. I went, oh my God. What? He went, it was about a girl who used to get a lift to the... and I wish I was joking. It was about a girl who used to get a lift to the train station with a granddad. And every time a granddad gave her an apple, she'd put it in the bin because she doesn't like him.
Oh my God!
I was mortified. My poor little grandma was stood there as well thinking, how many tens of pounds have been wasted on apple packets for you? And I was like, it's not that I don't
but
like
it was
them.
So cute that you were saving the apples because you don't know. It was so fucking cute that he brought you an apple every day.
I literally was like, it's not that I didn't like them, Grandad. You just gave me one every day and I got a bit overwhelmed and the door just carrying my bag. And I do like apples. This was after my grandma just gave me a fruit salad. I was like, I love fruit. I love it.
I really do appreciate your kind thoughts.
I said, Grandad, who's telling you this? He went, not telling you. I went, who's fucking telling you? I didn't swear at all.
That was a lie. You didn't swear.
Grandad, please tell me who's telling you. I'm your darling granddaughter Amy, but he won't tell me. So whoever it is, and I'm being genuine.
Please
here.
Leave a review.
No, I'm actually being genuine. Please stop, because I don't want him knowing that I have such a bad tongue.
Yeah,
I don't want him knowing that I swear so much. So to this lovely listener, I'm really glad that you're listening. But please stop grassing me up.
I reckon it's your uncle, because remember on Christmas Day that time?
I don't think it's my uncle. I think it's a family friend.
Oh.
Called Gail.
Gail, if you're out there.
Gail, if you're out there. Or if it is Uncle Gary, stop it.
It's just not funny, actually.
Just stop it.
Oh.
I feel like I'm getting really aggressive now. I'm not getting aggressive. I'm grateful for your listens. I'm worried that my grandparents are judging me now. I was an angel.
I feel like I might potentially have this to come. I don't want anybody that I know to listen to this.
Literally same. I don't want my family to know that I talk about waxing my fudge or getting my bumhole out to you or anything. I don't want them to know that I am a monster.
You are, Amy Wall, you are a monster.
I'm a motherfucking monster.
She says, I don't want him to know. Oh. I'm a motherfucking monster.
It's just...
I'm really sorry to hear about Den.
But now
I genuinely
thinks,
really am.
Now he's got the image in his head of me, of him giving me the apple and me going, for fuck's sake, another one. When that wasn't the case.
No.
He's going to think I'm so ungrateful now.
Oh, I feel bad.
To whoever you are, look what you've done. Look at the hurt you've caused.
You're ruining the family. Ames, we've got something that we still need to do.
Ah, yes, we do. We do.
Yeah. We need to announce the winner of our podcast tote bag review competition.
We do. So
we essentially asked people to leave us a review, and in return for the review, you'd be entered into the tote bag draw. And it's a nice little birthday skin tote bag, and we'll be holding more giveaways and stuff where you can win one again. So if you didn't win this time, we will obviously be holding more, so just keep your ears and eyes peeled. Mm-hmm. And we put in the usernames who entered into a little generator, didn't we?
Yes, so drum roll please.
Yeah, we would like to have a drum roll to announce that the winner of the tote bag competition is the username SarahSarah84, and I'm really sorry if it's Sarah without a H. So SarahSarah84/SarahSarah84, you are the winner of the tote bag competition.
Woo! Thanks so much for your kind words.
Yeah, thank you everybody. They're genuinely so nice. We were expecting people to be like 5-star, want the bag, but people actually left such nice things. And you know what? When somebody shared a really lovely tweet about us, so thank you to whoever that was.
So lovely.
And we managed to climb up the charts because loads of people went to it and people reviewed it. So if we get loads of reviews at once, then it pushes us up the charts. And that is really helpful because then other people get to find out about us. It's not just word of mouth. But what I'm saying is, SarahSarah84, please get in touch with us through Instagram at birthday.skin and we will organise to send you the tote bag because we can't get in touch with you via Apple Podcasts. So if nobody claims this by the in a few weeks' time, then we'll just announce another winner on the Instagram story. But yeah, that's the winner. And please keep leaving reviews because it's always really nice.
It is. It's really nice to read. I always feel a bit famous when you do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we hope that if you like to remove hair off of your body, that you enjoyed this episode. Next week, we have got a very interesting episode about...
Too many drum rolls.
Sunbirds. What am I about sunburn? It's sunbirds.
Sunburn.
You read a very interesting fact and we realised we needed to delve a lot deeper into this.
Yeah, and they are very dangerous.
But we're going to kind of go through the dangers, tell you about some studies that we read, and hopefully if you use sunbeds, you'll be put off from it. And second of all, if you're tempted to use a sunbed every now and again because you don't think it's that bad, you will severely regret the idea and the decision of going on that sunbed. Before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.